Welcome back to Psukei Hadaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Brachos Daf Yud Ches today. Our topic for today is who was Benayahu? The pasuk we're going to be focusing on of the 13 psukim found on Daf Yud Ches is pasuk in Shmuel Beis Perek Chof Gimel pasuk Chof. It is quoted over the Amud as it goes from Amud Aleph to Amud Beis. The pasuk reads as follows: Uvenayahu ben Yehoyada ben Ishchai or ben Ishchayel. Benayahu, the son of Yehoyada, was a person who was a Ishchayel. He was a strong soldier. Rav Po'alim Mikavtzael. He was a brave soldier from Kavtzael, that's an area. Who he caused Shnei Ariel Moav. He killed the two Ariels of Moav. Who Yorad v'Hikoyes Ari B'soy Chabor B'yom HaSholeg. And he went down into the pit and killed the lion on the snowy day. Very enigmatic. The Gemara, in fact, tells us that each of these are symbolistic. They're images of certain achievements which Benayahu had. And it talks about how these were spiritual achievements. What does that mean? That, as the Gemara goes on to say on the very top of Yud Ches Amud Beis, that he was, what does it mean, Ben Ishchai? Surely everybody's alive. So the Gemara says, no, that he is even after he dies, his name continues. Yet he's Karuchai. Rav Po'alim Mikavtzael, he was able to amass a huge amount of learning of Torah. And what does it mean he killed the two Ariel Moav? That throughout the first and second Beis Hamikdash, there was no one else who was on his spiritual caliber. What does it mean he was in the pit on the day of snow with the lion and the bear? It refers to that at this, the Gemara says, "De tabar gezize de bardo unechal utvas." Utval, which means to say that he was so intent upon his spiritual achievements that he even broke through the ice to go to the mikveh in order to be able to learn. And others, there's an Ikud Amri who says, Tana Sifra Deve Rav B'yuma De Sisva, that what he did was he learned all of the Sifra, all Halachic Medrash in the school of Rav on a wintry day. So these are spiritual achievements. A few pointers just to notice when looking at this. Number one is, who was Benayahu ben Yehoyada? The Gemara takes it for granted that we have learnt Sefer Shmuel through from top to bottom, and therefore the Gemara assumes that we know who Benayahu was. Who was he? In fact, he was the general of David HaMelech. David HaMelech used him to replace Yoav ben Tzeruya, and at the beginning of the reign of Shlomo HaMelech, Shlomo uses him extensively to remove, in fact, Yoav and Shimi ben Gera, all the adversaries of the king Adoniah. Benayahu ben Yehoyada is the man who's the chief of staff who takes care of the enemies of Shlomo. What are all these descriptions over here? So it happens to be that the Gemara takes them as spiritual achievements. The Abarbanel and the Ralbag on the more rationalistic side explain that these are actually physical achievements. So Ariel Moav could be referring to, as the Ralbag says, towers in Moav which he conquered single-handedly as a warrior. It could refer to specific warriors that he conquered. And when it talks about the Ariel and the Dov, the bear and the lion, it could mean physically he actually fought a bear and a lion. In a pit means to say enclosed quarters, he fought his battles without much space to achieve it. And B'yom HaSholeg, even though it was very slippery, the Mefarshim say that he had very close encounters with very dangerous soldiers and beings, and he still succeeded. That's what is being told to us over here. So on the most basic pshat level, it could be actually a physical achievement. Now, why is it mentioning his father? He says Ben Ishchai. The Radak says, based on what the Gemara was saying as well, is that his father was obviously a very spiritual individual, and therefore he is mentioned over here that even after his death, his father's death, he carries on living. One uniqueness we also learn about Benayahu ben Yehoyada, and the Radak emphasizes this over here, is that in fact he was a Kohen, which makes it rather complicated for a warrior. But the Radak points out that there is a Kohen Mashuach Milchama, there was a Kohen who was anointed specifically for war, and Benayahu was this man. Benayahu ben Yehoyada was a Kohen, and he was a warrior, which is why the Mefarshim debate, how did he kill people? He can't be coming Tomei Lameis. So therefore, if you go to the beginning of Sefer Melachim, you will see that when it says that he kills Yoav, and he kills Adoniah, it says Vayifka boy. He mortally wounds them so that when they actually die, he's not in their quarters. This is the complexity of this person, a great spiritual leader at the same time as a terrifying physical and military leader at the same time. This is Benayahu ben Yehoyada. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.